Hare Krishna. Our determination protects us when we protect it. Determination is a precious and vital, indispensable asset for achieving anything important in life. And spiritual growth is also a very demanding, so supremely important, supremely challenging thing in life. If we want to realize our spiritual identity as souls and we want to attain Krishna, we need a lot of determination. Krishna talks about this in 2.41 in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Ekeha Kurunandana. He says, Ekeha Kurunandana. You need one-pointed intelligence, O Arjuna. So if we need one-pointed intelligence, how do we get that? So we get that by cultivating determination. So we sometimes think of determination as something which we have or something which we don't have. But determination is dynamic. Even if we have determination, we need to protect our determination. Yes, when temptations come and we can with our determination say no to the temptations. And that is important. We should do it. But we need to know that it is not the relationship of protectiveness is not just one way. Our determination protects us when we protect it. That means that we need to do the activities that strengthen our determination and not do those activities that weaken our determination. So, for example, if a person has a bodyguard, now that bodyguard will protect the VIP. But at the same time, the VIP also has to pay the bodyguard and has to make sure that the bodyguard is well fed and is provided whatever facilities are needed for training, for physical build-up, learning to use weapons properly, whatever. So to the extent the bodyguard, the owner, the VIP arranges for the bodyguard's nourishment and strength, to that extent the bodyguard will be able to protect. Similarly, if we consider our determination to be like our bodyguard, then it's not actually a bodyguard, it's a soul guard. This determination guards our soul. So now, for the determination to protect us, the determination itself needs to be strong. Just as the bodyguard needs to be healthy and strong to protect the VIP. So, what do we need to do to protect, to make sure that our determination stays strong? We need to avoid sinful activities. In 7.27-28, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about how the soul gets bound by dualities and the soul can break free beyond dualities by determination. So, he says in 7.28, Yesham Tvantagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvandamoha Nirmukta Bhajante Maam Drudhavrataha Bhajante Maam Drudhavrataha. With great determination they worship me, Krishna says. Who are they? Yesham to Antagatam Papam. Those whose Papa has come to an end. Jananam Punya Karmanam. And there's a lot of Punya. So, Te Dvandamoha Nirmukta. They become free from the duality of delusion. Delusion of duality. And Bhajante Maam Drudhavrataha. They worship me with great determination. So the point is that actually determination doesn't come very easily or naturally. Determination has to be cultivated. And that cultivation, Krishna says, happens by lifetimes of pure living and avoidance of impure activities. But similarly, in our present practice, the more we engage in pure activities, the more our determination will be protected. It will be strengthened. So the strength for our determination comes from a connection with Krishna, remembrance of Krishna, engagement in pure activity. Then when we do those pure activities, our determination becomes strong, and then that strong determination protects us. So that more we protect our determination, the better the determination will protect us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.